Welcome back to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager. And today we're exploring the 10 core tenets of narrative hygiene. Let's talk about what these 10 tenets are. First, craft a coherent and empowering personal narrative. Second, recognize the power of stories in shaping identity and understanding. Third, engage in reflective storytelling and active listening. Fourth, explore diverse narratives to broaden perspective. Fifth, embrace the fluidity and evolution of your life story. Sixth, seek meaning and lessons in experiences. Seventh, foster a narrative of growth and resilience. Eight, cultivate empathy through narrative engagement. Ninth, honor the narratives of others as equally valid. Tenth, use storytelling as a tool for connection and for healing. These are the 10 tenets of narrative hygiene. These tenets provide a comprehensive framework for maintaining narrative hygiene. They encourage us to be conscious of our stories, take an active role in shaping them, and use them as tools for personal growth and positive change. To illustrate these tenets in action, let's consider a brief example. Just imagine someone who has always told themselves the story that they're bad with money. This narrative influences their financial decisions, often leading to poor choices. By applying narrative hygiene, they might start to examine this story, recognize its limiting nature, and begin to reframe it. They could create a new narrative. I'm learning to make wise financial decisions. This new story acknowledges past challenges while opening up possibilities for growth and change. And there's one thing that's there the whole time, which is the storyteller thinking about their story. This example demonstrates several of the tenets of narrative hygiene: recognizing the power of stories, engaging in reflective storytelling, embracing the evolution of our narratives, and fostering growth and resilience. As we conclude, I encourage you to reflect on these 10 tenets. Which ones resonate most strongly with you? Where do you see opportunities for growth in your own narrative hygiene? Remember, our stories are not fixed. We have the power to revise, reframe, and recreate our narratives in ways that serve us better. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that life is a story you tell yourself. Make it a good one.